Hermes was the son of Zeus and Maia, the oldest and most beautiful of the seven daughters of Atlas. As a newborn, he was remarkably precocious. Myth has it that only several hours after his birth, he crept stealthily out of his cradle in order to steal some oxen attended by his brother Apollo. Halfway on his expedition, however, he found a tortoise and killed it, stretching seven strings across the empty shell. He invented the first lyre, upon which he began to play immediately with exquisite skill. Having enjoyed himself for some time, he resumed his journey and arrived at his destination at sunset. Succeeding in separating 50 oxen from his brother's herd, the little thief pulled the hoofs out of the cow's feet and reattached them in the reverse order so that the cattle seemed to be walking backwards rather than forwards. To escape detection, he also covered his own bare feet with two oversized sandals made of myrtle twigs. Feeling hungry, he killed two of the oxen. Then the ingenious infant was said to have invented a fire stick, with which he lit a cooking fire so that he could enjoy some roasted beef. After that, he returned to his birthplace and clambered into his cot, cooing innocently. Apollo, with his all-seeing power, soon discovered the little rogue. He complained to Maia of her son's conduct and angrily aroused the pretended sleeper. The child denied all knowledge of it. In fact, he played his part so well that he even inquired in the most naive manner what sort of animal cows were. Apollo threatened to throw the babe into Tartarus if he would not confess the truth, but in vain. At last, the furious elder brother seized the babe in his arms and took him to be judged by their almighty father Zeus. Having listened to the charge made by Apollo, Zeus sternly desired Hermes to say where he had hidden the cattle. The baby, who was still in swaddling clothes, looked up bravely into his father's face and replied, "Now, do I look capable of driving away a herd of cattle? I, who was only born yesterday, and whose feet are much too soft and tender to tread in rough places? Until this moment, I lay in sweet sleep on my mother's bosom, and have never, ever crossed the threshold of our dwelling." While saying this, the child looked so solemn and innocent that Zeus could not refrain from smiling at his cleverness and cunning. Eventually, Hermes admitted his guilt. To reconcile with his brother, he gave his lyre to Apollo as a gift. In exchange, Apollo presented Hermes with the caduceus, a golden wand surmounted by wings. Hearing that the wand possessed the power of uniting in love all beings divided by hate, Hermes wished to prove the truth of this assertion. He threw it down between two snakes which were fighting. Miraculously, the angry combatants clasped each other in a loving embrace, curling around the staff, remained ever after permanently attached to it. The wand has since become the symbol and sign of Hermes, who henceforth became the god of herdsmen, whilst Apollo devoted himself enthusiastically to the art of music. Recognizing what cunning and speed were needed to accomplish the cattle theft, Zeus made Hermes the messenger of gods.